Just the Way I Am, Big Daddy Weave. He's made it for a long time, musically. Jason Cairns has made it throughout almost 11 months, 10 and a half months with us, these early morning visits. He's been on the show more than I have. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Glad to hear your voice today.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Let's see. We got 23 degrees. It's a Monday morning. And I had some Larry Crabb thoughts, but I wanted to see also that you had an interesting post like on Friday when you asked people to share what they thought about you with a GIF, G-I-F.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, I'd seen somebody else post that on their page, and I thought it was kind of an interesting thing. So, you know, it doesn't ask them to provide words, but what's an image that might engage? And it was fun to kind of read through those and see, well, I guess not read through those, but look through those and see what people shared. You know, there was, of course, a lot about books, not surprisingly. Some about music. I really appreciated Heather's post, my wife's post, about it was a chimpanzee walking a dog. So I'm not quite sure what to make of that, but
I think. Yeah. Did she say Jason walking the dog? Was that kind of?
Yeah. Yeah. Jason walking Sam is what it said.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. I think I put you're the best. So there we go. But I and somebody else had. I think I initially put one up, and then somebody else had already done it. So
Yep.
Anyhow.
Yeah, there was a lot of fun to do that. It was just, I like some of those little things that kind of invite people to share. And So, yeah.
Now, you wrote a column, and maybe we'll get to that. But one other thing, I know with people struggling with COVID and election disagreements, and we've had serious racial divide and how to perceive. I mean, I don't think people too much debating, like, wow, the tragedy that happened on Memorial Day in Minneapolis wasn't significant, but even how to perceive that in a larger context. But I was thinking, you know, by being Larry Crabb fans, aren't we prepared? Because I think even as people are struggling, the idea that he's emphasized for a long time, like our hope needs to be in heaven. It's not in this life. And that doesn't mean you don't want to enjoy your life as much as possible, but he really underscores that idea about your hope is in heaven.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that certainly his last book touches on that, you know, and I think that's exactly right. I think he makes the point that suffering points us toward this thirst for completion, for being with God. And, you know, I was actually this morning just listening to the Mercy Me song, Homesick, which deals with, you know, it's really hard here. And I want to be in heaven with those who have gone before. And and I, you know, it brought me to tears because I think there is that longing for things to be made whole again. And, you know, too often, I think, when we're faced with all the stuff here, it really, we can double down on things like anger, as opposed to allowing our anger, which is appropriate, to point us toward longing and thirst for heaven.
Right. Yeah, I think a number of his, I mean, from Shattered Dreams to Finding God, which he writes after his brother died in a plane crash, his only sibling, and he talks about that wonderful line of, God, I need to know you better. And I think so much of it over the years, but yeah, more recently, that last book, the idea of hoping for heaven and removing our self-centeredness. Well, let's just preview. You wrote a column also over the weekend, and today we'll just kind of preview it and maybe dive into it more tomorrow. It's called The Burden of Pretending. And yeah, go ahead.
It kind of came from this place of, I think a number of things had come together. One was my office mate from my PhD program. She's younger than I am. Her little brother, who was in his late 30s, died from COVID. And I was walking down the hallway and just feeling really sad. I messaged Heather and she said, this is getting really scary. Please don't die. You know, and then another person at work was saying, I'm not going to wear a mask because I don't like to. And so I had this whole mix of emotions that was kind of coming up and kind of wrestling with this notion that I think as believers, I think as men, I think sometimes we're discouraged from sharing emotionally what's really going on.
All right. So, yeah. And you particularly three different sections where you you talked about. I am afraid, I am angry, I am sad. So let's kind of dive into that and maybe grapple with it a little bit starting tomorrow, okay?
Sure. All right. Sounds great.
All right, WWIB, it's a Make Us Laugh Monday. Hit us with your best joke in your own voice. We'd love to hear it on the listener line, 715-396-1670, WWIB. So Mark Schultz in concert last night. Also love your reaction to that. We heard one listener already, and it was a great concert. He told stories, he sang his songs, and some of his... And even kind of the order, he had one, he billed it as a country song, and he called it, Handed Down or Hand Me Down, something like that. It was good, but it got a little tear in my eye. I'm an emotional guy, and it got, it was hard. I mean, I don't think too many people made it out of there without watery eyes last night. Come on now. And it's at Northern Lakes Church there in Cumberland. And so then a little bit later, you knew he was going to sing He's My Son. It was his debut single, based on a true story. And just great lyrics. I mean, that one just put him on the map. One of 10 number one songs that Mark Schultz had over the years. And so, you know, I think I got a little bit more. I mean, this is some of my... I got a little bit... I mean, I was trying not to make a spectacle of myself. And then, I don't know, he tells this, you know, another amazing story before he gets... And shows the video of Letters from War. And then I'm just a mess. And I apologize. Sitting next to Bob Linder from Vice Lake Birthday Bob, and just, I think Bob was comforting me. So it was just, by the time it was over, I mean, I needed a handkerchief. But anyhow, it was an emotional, and it was great because he said one last song, and I'm like, oh, I hope it's Love Must Come. But now, Love Has Come. Yeah, and lo and behold, that's what it was last night. So it was a great concert. And I think everybody who was there would agree with that.
A little bit more uneventful in terms of tasks. However, I know we had some leaves to get rid of, but I got them creatively done during the week so that I wouldn't have to on Saturday morning. But Saturday, my wife has said, hey, things are going to get busier and busier. Shipping times are going to be delayed, etc. Let's try and knock out some of the Christmas shopping. So we worked on that on Saturday morning. Great time watching the Badgers just absolutely demolish Michigan. That was fun to see Saturday night. Sunday, unfortunately, we had a little one who was running attempts Saturday night, and it continued to Sunday morning, so we made the tough decision to just stay home from church, watched online. Plus side of that is my wife made cinnamon rolls. I had more than I should have had.
Delicious.
But they were fantastic. Watched the Packers squeak by the Jaguars, and I think all throughout the weekend, because there was so much time spent at home, there were a lot of snuggles, a lot of books read, a lot we've been blessed with a house that has a little bit more room than our last one, so Cooper and I played a lot of catch with a football in the direction away from the TV, so eventful weekend, even while quiet.
Huh. I spent some time with my wife Friday night and Saturday night watching a show on one of the streaming services we've been enjoying, and so it's fun to do that as a husband and wife. Worked out at the Y on Saturday, and now I'm due to do it again today, Caleb, so trying
all
to
right,
track
stay
on this.
Strong.
Here's the thing. I did get on the scale at the Y. The good news is I'm not two bills. I was not 200 pounds. That's the good news. The bad news is I was tipping on the plus side of 192. So Halvo's got to lose some weight, all right?
And Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yes,
so.
I know. This is a tough time of the year. But saying yes to some goodies, saying no to others. And then the highlight had to be the Mark Schultz concert last night. We had a great time with Bob and Brenda Lindner at a restaurant there in wonderful Rice Lake. What a great city you come from, Caleb. And the great folks there who love WWIB, and we love them. And then off to Cumberland for Northern Lakes Community. The song set from Mark Schultz, I Am, followed by There's No Place Love Won't Go, Open Up the Heavens. And again, between songs, I mean, sharing stories, sharing his life, sharing his journey, adopted, and then he and his wife have adopted two little girls, one from China, one from Kansas, same city, same hospital that he was born in. Walk her home, he told the wonderful story when he'd gone off to Nashville, the couple he met, and he's just a talented songwriter, and shared that one with us. Handed Down was a new one, kind of a new country tune that those who are there, and it's on his newer release, Follow, so look for that. Then, obviously, I mean, I don't think anybody had a dry eye after He's My Son. Oh, good grief. Back in his arm again, and then I think we were whimpering some more with Letters from War. fantastic, and he told the story of bringing his little girl home from China, how much he loves this country and how warmly she was greeted here. And finally, Remember Me, and he worked that in with some work that he's done in Zambia to see 1,000 kids get sponsored through, I think it's One Child. And finally, I was hoping, I had said beforehand, my favorite Mark Schultz song, Love Has Come. That's what he closed with.
Wow.
And a little reprise of All Things Possible. So great
That's
night,
fantastic.
And people loved the concert. It was fantastic.
Hearing from the aforementioned Bob Linder from Rice Lake, he says, a very emotional concert in a cozy setting. What an amazing storyteller and songwriter. Mm-hmm. And he said, I love their company as well with you and Peggy. In the meantime, Halvo and I, because we don't have any current jokes on the listener line right now, we are just going to regale you with dad jokes because that's what we do when we don't have anything else. So what's the best way, Halvo, to watch a fly fishing tournament?
What?
It is by live stream.
That's a good one. My kids.
That was very generous.
Okay. I'm not sure the mine are adequately prepared this morning, so fire away with your next one.
All right. Don't trust atoms. They make up everything. Mm-hmm. It's a science joke. When does a joke become a dad joke? Halvo, it's when it becomes apparent.
Oh, man.
The kid says, I'll call you later, Dad. Just call me Dad.
There, let's see, a couple more. I wouldn't buy anything with Velcro. It's a total ripoff.
True, yeah.
You have any other ones today?
The dad to kids at dinner. Dads, you might want to try this out. I would tell you my pizza joke, but it's just too cheesy.
Oh, man.
All right, one final dad joke on a Make Us Laugh Monday. And this is just to spur you on and encourage you that we really need better jokes and we need them from you. How about this one? Why do bees have sticky hair, Halvo?
Why?
Because they use a honeycomb.
There you go. That makes sense.
Halvo, both of us are word guys, enjoy reading,
yeah.
And you enjoy spelling maybe more than I do, but we came across a list today of obsolete words that maybe shouldn't be so.
Yeah, so I haven't heard of hardly any of these. Have you?
No, I don't think I've heard of any of them after
so they are pretty
trolling
obsolete.
Through the list here.
All right, let me start with the first one. Jargoggle. It means to confuse, jumble. Example, seriously, I don't need you to further jargoggle my brain.
I like that.
If you pull that out, though, somebody's going to be like, what are you talking about?
Make sure you know the meaning. Deliciate, to take one's pleasure, enjoy oneself, revel, luxuriate. For example, after dinner, we deliciated in chocolate cream pie.
Hmm.
I like that one.
Corade, to scrape together, to gather together from various sources. Example, the boss needs me to corade a list of every top spending client from the last 5 years. Corade.
Like a lot of work. Ludibrious, apt to be a subject of jest or mockery. Example, how could I resist? He's just so ludibrious.
Let me go on to brabble, to quarrel about trifles, especially to quarrel noisily, to brawl, to squabble. Brabble basically means to argue loudly about something that doesn't really matter, as in many Facebook disagreements, as in, why are we still brabbling about who left the dirty glass by the sink?
As in my young children being put in a confined area for a while. Lots of brabbling going on there. Obsolete words that maybe could make a comeback. Freck, to move swiftly or nimbly. Example, I hate it when I'm frecking through the airport and other people are going so slow. All right, whatever.
Okay, this is a fun one just to say. Quag swagging. Quag swagging, the action of shaking to and fro. Example, I wouldn't call what he was doing dancing. It was more like quag swagging.
I like this one just because of how it sounds. Hottie peak. It's someone who's a simpleton or a fool or just not real bright. A hottie peak.
Yeah. And finally, wind dream. A state of mental disturbance or confusion. Example, working on writing my project outline, I find I'm constantly in wind dream.
All right.
I thought it's like daydreaming.
Brownie points if you can work any of those into a conversation.
I guess.
Actually, there's way more options. As much as I love pizza, there's lots of options.
There are. It is National Fast Food Day, and had we planned better, that would have been a great question. But, you know, we're soliciting jokes. Maybe we could use it tomorrow. I don't know.
Okay.
Say, hey, yesterday was National Fast Food Day. If you had, you could have one fast food meal, where would you go?
Just one, like your last fast food meal.
Where would you go? Boy. And so we had somebody in our house on Saturday. I didn't even know this. My wife said, one of our kids said, I really want a Big Mac. And so we're like, hey, off to McDonald's they went.
There you go.
There are a number of fast food restaurants with great deals in the area today, from Arby's, Burger King, Dairy Queen, Domino's, Hardee's, I mean, Jimmy John's, Little Caesars, McDonald's, Subway, and Wendy's all are celebrating their day. So we'll give you some of the deals. For instance, at Arby's, you can get free fries and a free soft drink with the purchase of a signature sandwich when you sign up for the mailing list.
Okay.
A lot of times there's that caveat.
There's got to be something.
BK, the newly registered app users can claim a free Whopper with a purchase at Burger King. They don't say what you need to purchase.
Okay.
Dairy Queen, download the DQ app to receive exclusive mobile deals. Not anything specific.
There all seems right to be a theme with all of these that you do need
yes
to sign up for something. Give a little, get a little.
Yes, exactly. Domino's Pizza delivers deals vary by location, so check with your local restaurant to see what their offer is. Hardee's, you receive a coupon for free small fries and a small drink with the purchase of any Western bacon cheeseburger when
good
you sign up for the mailing list. You haven't even eaten yet today.
It's
have
not
you
even 9 o'clock yet, and I'm like, burgers? Yeah.
You haven't had a breakfast. That's the thing where we do. I get my breakfast early. Jimmy John's, earn a free sandwich at JJ's when you make your first order with a Freaky Fast Rewards card, I guess. Little Caesars, now they don't hook you in, all right? They don't. You have to get on a mailing list or an app, get 4 pepperoni slices, 8 Italian cheese sticks, and a crazy sauce for $6 at participating Little Caesars.
Is it bad that I think I could eat most of that?
You're hungry. McDonald's, claim either a sausage McMuffin with egg, a McChicken, or a cheeseburger for free when you download the McDonald's app.
Right on.
You know, I got to say, I did download the McDonald's app, but it wasn't clear to me on how I was supposed to claim that. So maybe I'd redo that.
I have that app too, but maybe, I don't know. Like, I don't want to scam the system by like deleting it and redownloading it. So that wouldn't be fair. Right?
Did you ever use it? I never used it before. So
I used it and it didn't really work. And then the kind workers at the McDonald's just up the road from here said, yeah, we have a lot of trouble with the app, and they gave me my food for free.
Hey, there you go. Hey, 2 more deals. Subway, get a free foot long when you purchase 2 and order the app or online.
I've tried that. It's a whole nother story.
Yes, I do. And finally, Wendy's, purchase any 2 of Dave's single spicy chicken 10-piece nugget or the new classic chicken for $5 at Wendy's. They're not trying to hook you in.
Okay, so there you go.